Hey, Jake. Michael Braddon from Saturday Down South. The last 2 years, Georgia's was 12-0 against the SEC East. You guys are winning by an average of 25 points per game in the East. You guys even feel like you have competition in the East coming in this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every single game, week in and week out, it's a tough one. You know, it may not look like it on paper, you know, but for us in the trenches, it's a really tough football game. So, you know, for us, it really starts with how can we go and prepare and really do our best, you know, week in and week out.
To your right again.
Hey, Jake. Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. What's your message to a young wide receiver room? Obviously, the past couple of years, you've had guys older than you, played quite a bit of football, but now with just so many departures from last year, what's your message to them about stepping up and now being guys that have to play 60, 70 snaps instead of just 5 or 10?
Right. You know, so the message for those guys is you don't have to make all the plays, you know, right away. You know, really get in, learn. Learn from the older guys in the room, you know, learn, meet extra, you know, go out and really not be afraid to fail. You know, for those guys, it's how can they be available? You know, how can they run routes the best they can and win on man coverage and make plays when they come their way?
Okay, again to your right.
Jake, the SEC has a lot of experienced quarterbacks this year. So how would you rate the level of competition you're going to face at the quarterback position?
Yeah, we have a lot of great guys, a lot of great football players, great quarterbacks, a lot of great guys who are in the SEC, you know, playing quarterback. So that's awesome to see week in and week out. Definitely helps me, you know, want to raise my game to the next level and compete with those guys.
Right here in the middle, second row.
Brandon Adams from DogNation.com. You talk about coming up short against Alabama the last couple of years. Also a common denominator is a little bit of a tough time in SEC West road venues. Not really close against Auburn in 2017. Same story for LSU a year ago. What needs to change in regards to these hostile road environments for your team?
You know, for us, you know, we look at those games where we didn't quite get over the hump in the past, and we want to do more this summer. And I think it starts with, you know, what we do in the off season, in the summer, how do we prepare, how we condition, how we attack camp, you know, when it comes, and really taking every single game like it's our last and trying to go 1-0 every single week.
Up on the riser to your left.
You go up against in practice probably all the time, Monty Rice. How have you seen him improve over the years since you've kind of gone up against him?
Yeah, Monty, he's doing a great job, really taking care of his body. He's growing as a vocal leader on the team, you know, doing a great job of coming into that role. Really excited to see what he can do for this football team, you know, for the defense and how he can step up and be a great leader for this football team.
Get into your left, third row.
Jake, you say don't be afraid to fail to your young wide receivers. Is it easier to say and believe that knowing what you bring back at running back and your experience and with the O-line?
Yeah, we have great guys at great positions, you know, definitely, you know, for our offensive line and our running backs, you know, very talented rooms who can really help propel this offense, you know, to the next level. So that's really going to help and really take a little bit off these receivers, but I think the receivers are ready to go.
We're going to stay to your left, second row.
Jake, you know, obviously a big rivalry between Georgia and Auburn, but your brother Tyler being at Auburn, what does that create as far as a rivalry, you know, within your family, just kind of a fun rivalry, you know, you get being able to play Tyler's team, you know, late in the season?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It might be a little tough one for everyone else in the family, but I think it's going to be awesome, especially for me and Tyler to go out before the game, especially during the game, and then after the game. So it's going to be a special moment for us. You know, one, our family can kind of cherish forever, and I think it's an unbelievable opportunity for our family, you know, for people who we watch close to our family. So it's going to be fun for us and can't wait.
Stay on your left.
Jake, after leading the Dogs to the national title game and the Sugar Bowl, what expectations do you have for this team now that it's your third year on campus?
Right, you know, there's a lot of expectations and a lot of buzz going around this team and for us. So we're just trying to keep our head down, stay focused, go to work this summer, go to work this camp, and try to go 1-0 every single week and during the season.
We're on the right, third row.
Jake, can you talk a little bit of and compare the Jake Fromm in 2017 when you got the opportunity to play to the Jake Fromm heading into the 2019 season, maybe on the field and off the field, how you've changed and matured?
Right, so it might be a little bit easier for y'all to kind of look, you know, from the outside looking in than, you know, for myself to answer this question. But, you know, I'd like to think I'm a little bit older, a little bit wiser, a little bit more experienced, better decision maker on and off the field. I'd like to say that, you know, I can make a lot of better throws, can make better throws and, and really just kind of excel, not only as a leader, as a teammate, and just really trying to be a great football player. You know, it's a tough question, and hopefully I'm excelling in those areas and trying to be better every single day.
You're in the front row.
Yeah, so what was it like filming QB1 on Netflix, and have you watched it since?
Yeah, very fun, awesome experience, not only for me, but my entire family and my friends and my teammates who I played with in high school. Very fun, very exciting, and it's awesome to kind of go back and watch. I definitely watched it when it came out to just kind of see, you know, how it went and kind of relive those moments and those memories. I think it's awesome for my family, you know, to want to go back and relive those moments, you know, that we can share so much, you know, being my senior year of high school and the last season I get to play with my brothers. So it was fun, exciting time, and glad we can kind of relive it in our own way.
Get on the right here.
What kind of rivalry have you built with JR this summer? Are you guys game planning for each other just for 7-on-7? And how does that pay off when the season comes around?
Right, 7-on-7's been fun. You know, JR, he's been giving me his best look, especially Richard. So that combo there has definitely been a tough one for me. They're switching things up. They're doing a great job. They're making me a better football player. Hopefully I'm making them a better football player. So it's great competition for the team. And, you know, hopefully we can make, you know, our two sides of the ball better.
Over here to your left. Third row.
AJ Spring, 90.7 WVUA-FM Tuscaloosa. Jake, the SEC is loaded with high-talented quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Have you had any contact or communication with other quarterbacks in the SEC this offseason?
Yeah, so the Manning camp I went to a couple weeks ago was a great opportunity for us to kind of get together, mold, and really talk and hang out. So two guys I really hung out with a lot was Jake Bentley and Joe Burrow. So great group of guys who throw the ball around well, great leaders for their football teams, and excited to see what they can do this season for their teams and hope they have a lot of success.
Go to your right, front row.
Staying with that theme, we talked to Joe. Sorry. Yeah. We talked to Joe afterwards, and he said he really wanted to compare himself to you and Trevor, some of the other guys at the camp, and to see his progress, I guess, against some of the nation's best. What do you see in his game that, you know, maybe lends confidence to him going forward?
Yeah, for Joe, I mean, he's a very tough football player. You know, a guy who's just got a lot of raw talent, a guy who goes out and competes. You know, for him, I mean, there's no questioning his toughness and how bad he wants to win. So as a competitor, you know, that's going to put fear in anybody's eyes who he plays. So, you know, that's an extremely great trait of his, and hope that I can, you know, be as good as a competitor as he is.
To your right. Standing up.
Hi, Jake. Leah Musgrave, TexAgs.com. A couple of SEC West opponents this year, including Texas A&M. What's your take on having the Aggies come to Athens in Week 11?
Yeah, I mean, great football team, great opponent, and, you know, can't wait to play them. You know, but for us, it's about how can we attack every single game before then. You know, we're trying to go 1-0 every single week and get ready to play Vanderbilt.
To your left here, second row.
Jordan Campbell, Fox Sports shows obviously some changes in the quarterback room at Georgia. How do you feel about guys like Bennett and Mathis? How are they coming along? Mm-hmm. And do you feel any extra pressure maybe to bring those guys a little bit under your mm-hmm. wing and teach them the ropes, how Georgia football is played?
Right. So those guys are coming along well, doing a great job out there this summer, throwing the ball around. You know, for me, the roles kind of change as far as not as much as competing with those guys, but how can I teach and help them, you know, on their journey to be an SEC quarterback. So I've done a lot of teaching in that room this summer, and those guys have been very awesome, very responsive, and to learning and wanting to be coached and taught. So couldn't be more proud of those guys and ready to see what they can do this fall camp and this season.
Back here on the second row.
Jake, you talked about being older and wiser. Mm-hmm. Last year, this time, we're asking you about fishing injuries and on the water. How did your summer change? Or is it different, or are you just more safe out there?
Yeah, so a little bit more safe, still doing the same things, still hunting, still fishing, still having fun with my friends. So, you know, really just really try to stay on the down low, you know, not trying to be as much, not trying to be, you know, trending on Twitter anytime soon with any fish hooks. So just trying to stay safe. You know, that's all I can do is try to be as safe as I can and try to help this team this summer.
You
want as many offensive weapons as you can. With that in mind, what are your expectations for Zamir White coming back from injury?
Yeah, Zamir's a great football player, you know, one who's had a very tough road for him. So I think he's put enough pressure on himself, and we're just going to let Zamir be Zamir. And I know he's going to handle it and do a great job, and, you know, that's about all there is about that.
To your left against the wall. Okay.
Jake, are there many differences in the offense this year versus last year with a change at coordinator with Coach Coley, and what was it like working with Jim Chaney?
Yeah, I mean, you know, both are great coordinators, guys who are very, very well respected you know, Coach Cole, he's done a great job, you know, implementing his stuff and having fun with it. You know, he brings a lot of juice to the offensive room, a lot to the quarterback room, and a lot to the team. So he's fun, makes it great to play for. He's always coming up with new ideas and coming up with new things. He's a guy who can text me at 6 o'clock in the morning and text me again at 11 o'clock at night. You know, and we go back and forth all day long. So it's fun, it's exciting, and can't wait, you know, for this fall.
To your right, Jake, standing up.
Rashad Snell with Alabama News Network in Montgomery. Five-star Justin Fields came in last year, but Coach Smart said you're his guy. How do you feel that he trusted you with his team to lead them to the championship?
Right. You know, I mean, Justin's a great football player, but I think it comes down to the culture, you know, we have as a program, and that comes down to competition and, you know, really a – it just, you kind of go out and play and you compete and try to make the team better and make each other better. So, you know, that's kind of what it's all about. And I think, you know, it comes down to Coach Smart and his culture about competition.
To your left, third row.
Clint Switzer, Great American Sports Network in Kansas City. Can you just talk about how you've been gelling with this kind of unproven group of wide receivers that you have after suffering some kind of key losses in the offseason?
Right, you know, there's a lot of snaps, a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns that, you know, have been, you know, products of players who are not with us anymore. So we have a lot of guys who are ready to step up. You know, they're just scratching their claw and they're working and they're doing a great job. So we're excited to see what they can do this fall for us and go to work and ready for them to make some plays. I think they're ready.
Jude, right here in the front row.
You kind of just answered it, but now that J.J. Holloman is gone, you guys didn't expect that to happen, obviously. Mm-hmm. Who do you think will step up in that one spot? By all accounts, it appeared it was going to be him. Mm-hmm. And not having him on the team, how does that change things?
Right. You know, I mean, there's a number of guys in that room who could step up to that one, to that number one spot. I think Tyler Simmons has done a great job of being a leader and being a great older player in that room, and he's doing a good job of taking over. So, you know, I think he's going to do a good job leading. I think a lot of other guys are going to step up and make plays. And there's a ton of talent in that room and just ready for them to go out and show it.
Front row to your left.
Joe Bombo, SB Nation Radio. How great does it feel to know that this year, when you have a bad drive, you're not going to hear those "we want Fields" chants?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I was never focused on anything. You know, I never heard any outside noise last year. So, you know, I'm still going to be just as hard on myself this year as I was last year. You know, it's all about how can I make the team better? How can I go out and play my best? And I think, you know, it doesn't matter really who's behind me, or I'm going to compete with myself and go out and try to be the best football player I can be.
We have time for two more if there's anybody else here on the front row again.
So I want to take you back to Notre Dame when you were there. I'm sure there were nerves going through your body like no other, but they're coming to you guys now, week three. Right. What do you remember about that game, and then just what do you look forward to? I know it's week three. You want to talk about week one probably, but let's just go there.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember going out, being my first game, you know, not really knowing a whole lot what's going on, and just following a great group of guys, you know, Nick, Sony, Isaiah, and a lot of the great guys on defense, and just really just trying to go out and play a football game. It's a game that I've played since I was 7 years old and go out and play, and, you know, and about playing them this year, you know, it's about how can we be better this summer, be better this fall, and going into Vanderbilt and trying to play them. So we'll get there when we get there and just ready to go.
Last question here on the left.
Jake, Stephen Gunner from WSFA Montgomery. I think your coach across the hall said the motto this year is do more. Mm-hmm. How often is that said, and what do you take from that statement of do
right.
more this year?
It's said a lot. You know, it said, you know, not only, you know, in the weight room, out there conditioning, said by the coaches, said by the players. So it's something we're not taking lightly. You know, for me, what it looks like, it's how can I go in, how can I study with these young receivers, help them learn, how can I go out and throw with them, how can I condition my body, you know, make sure it's ready for camp, ready for the season. So there's a lot of different things, you know, and what it's about, you know, and for me, you know, that's what it is, and just trying to be a better servant leader and go out and be a great teammate.